It's Friday, June 28th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 155. Matt Scott is joined by Rich Fregosa, Margie Duffy, and myself talking about smart lighting. Rich Fregosa starts off talking about how smart bulbs and smart lights can be a simple way to ease a consumer into a world of AV and more complicated solutions.
We have to consider that we have a new generation of consumers who are coming up, who are, I constantly, kind of relate to the generational idea of, my generation was the last generation of album buyers. We have an entire generation of consumers who've never had to buy an album in order to get a song. That's a shift, just in how music is played. I think what we're going to be seeing in terms of purchasing patterns is that they are okay with somewhat connected devices that are still kind of autonomously sitting out there on their own. But this kind of dovetails back into the first story, which is the whole Wi-Fi standard, right? And automation going along Wi-Fi. If all of a sudden we're basically dealing with an endpoint, which is an IP address, there's nothing to say that with the larger automation system that's out there, that all of a sudden, as maybe they do buy a $90 light bulb and they go, oh, wow, this is kind of cool. And they go, oh, maybe I can control it with my Alexa. Next thing they know, maybe they buy a smart TV. Maybe they buy a door camera. Their family grows. Next thing they know, maybe they want a little bit of music in the house. All of these things have to get bridged together at some point. What is going to be incumbent upon the control system companies, whether they are in the lighting industry, the audio industry, or standalone automation controllers, is they are going to have to find ways to reach inroads with all of these disparate little companies that are out there and saying, and finding ways to communicate and bridging them all together. I mean, that's really been the whole purpose of automation, is to operate as an umbrella, right? All these disparate pieces operate underneath the umbrella itself, but there's a unified front end. And some people will see the value in that unified front end, and they are able to leverage what they already have, as opposed to, again, I think if you walked in and said, you bought this $90 light bulb, by the way, now you've got to get rid of that, and you've got to buy X company's light switches and these light bulbs, everything. No, that it's not going to happen. Nobody.
Well, you let them drive it, right?
Right, exactly. But my point being is that if the conversation becomes, by the way, these items that you've purchased and that are going in your house can be included in a greater unified system that does work with your creature comfort controls and your audio and everything else, that becomes a different conversation, as opposed to you're going to spend some good money after bad because you bought wrong the first time. Nobody likes to be told that they bought wrong. And so that is the line that has to be walked very carefully in that respect. And I get what you're saying with that, Matt, but not everybody is going to buy right because they don't have an experience of what right is at that moment.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.